Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
I'm King Von from the
King Von has no idea what's about to happen.
No, he doesn't.
What camera I'm looking at?
But when you stay ready, you ain't got to what?
You don't even got to look at the camera. Just chill.
That's right.
You just relax.
Yeah. You don't got to look at the
no
camera.
I want to look somebody in the eye.
Oh, well, you got four sets of eyes to look at.
All right, well, welcome to Lip Service. It's your first time here on the show.
My second. I came with Dirk, but I wasn't on this more.
Well,
I was
you
in the background talking.
Yeah. So then you know what talking about.
I wasn't paying attention.
This guy. So we felt disrespected. You wasn't paying attention.
Nah, it was a porn star. Hey, I was talking freak. But then.
I remember that episode. Sums it up.
Yeah. My homie Jason.
He was downstairs in the noodle room.
Yeah, my homie Jason was saying something and watching somebody video.
All right, well, it's just us now.
What's up?
And you on the spotlight.
No, but good. Congratulations, because we're glad to have you up here individually, aside from all of that, you know, with all your success. Now, we usually start the show off with a segment called Full Disclosure. It's kind of like your crazy stories, right? Uh-huh. Where we tell a little story about ourselves that people might not know about already. So we're going to start with the full disclosure from
He looked at me because I
L'Oreal.
Don't point at me because I don't have one. And last
yes, you
time,
do.
I don't.
L'Oreal, yes, you do.
Like my, what just happened?
Yes, that's a crazy story.
I have a full disclosure. I got you.
She said no.
Because I don't want her to get into that. My full disclosure is that I am currently single and I am really enjoying being single.
Okay.
And for all of you guys that are approaching me via DMs or if you might see me in, I don't know, the mall or at a bar at the airport, no disrespect, but I am enjoying the space I am in right now. So please don't take it personal when I turn you down. And don't start cursing me out with, bitch, I ain't want you anyway. And
Because
ain't nobody got time for that. No, but you know that's what these guys do when they get their little feelings hurt. They want to shoot back with insults.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I am enjoying being where I am. I am enjoying my new home and my new space. And I don't want nothing that none of y'all got to offer, because anything that you can do for me, I can do for myself and probably better.
You hear that, King Von? Because you said you're not using
the word
bitch
no more. That's just where I'm at
right
now. Yeah. That's my full disclosure. That's the full disclosure of where I am right now.
What you doing? You be lonely and shit.
Masturbate.
Damn. What about OnlyFans?
That's
what they got to do with
masturbation. He said, what you do when you alone? You make some money. I might make a little twerk video. You know what I'm saying?
You don't know
with
what
soap suds. We both on OnlyFans.
Hell yeah, I'm on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans lit.
Check me out on OnlyFans.com.
/Stephanie Santiago.
He wants to know what it is. It's a subscription service. So you can see some of the girls that you like, and they you have to subscribe to their page.
page, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's bad like page. The shit that I've been giving for
it's not bad page.
What did he say?
Because it isn't, there isn't any exchanges. It isn't any exchanges or
nothing going on.
Like, on Instagram, you'll never, the only time you'll see me showing skin, any type of skin on Instagram, is if I'm on a beach in a bikini and it might be a thong, or if I teach pole classes and twerk classes. So if I'm doing that, otherwise I'm not twerking in my panties.
Yeah, nope.
I'm not taking pictures on the sink in my bra panties.
Nope.
You don't see that on my Instagram, but you can see that. And for a little extra, you can see a tad bit more on my OnlyFans. And I keep it very tasteful because
some
I
girls
respect
don't.
Myself as a woman. Some girls don't. Some girls are out there sticking water bottles of their pussy and squirting at the camera. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, like, all right, so break down OnlyFans to me. Like, what the fuck is that?
Well, from my
it's
only
like social media.
When it start, though? Like,
It's like Twitter. It's like Twitter.
I saw that Twitter. Somebody said OnlyFans,
yeah,
subscribe, DM me OnlyFans.
Who is
exactly.
looking at?
It's a Twitter
thing. It was a porn. It was some porn shit.
It's like, you know, so basically, you have to pay to follow them so you can see these exclusive.
Yeah, to see exclusive content.
Right,
exactly.
But can you get
you pay a subscription price for 30 days. The girl can set what she wants hers to be.
OnlyFans is
$49.99.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He wants to know, like,
what's
the subscription
price?
Well, that's
what's the subscription price he's asking?
Both of us are that. We're at
$12.99.
Yeah.
For what? I'm saying, what I get.
You get to see what we're posting.
You know, my timeline, whatever pictures I'm posting, videos, whatever, the shit that I don't post.
We can go live,
like, lingerie. Okay, wait. Now, let's break this down. So, Kmon, do you masturbate, like, to porn or pictures online?
Yeah, for sure.
So, you do look on, like, Twitter and you'll, like, jerk off to that and everything?
Nah, I go to Pornhub.
Pornhub? That's your favorite? What category?
Category. What you mean?
What you search?
Like, what's your favorite thing?
When you go to
Pornhub, and it's like...
I don't press a cat. I be going down.
You just watch something you like.
You look at, like, the top videos.
Really, like, Ebony, I think. What's the black hole?
Yeah, Ebony.
That,
okay.
The squirters and shit.
Okay.
Oh, you got that? You like that?
Yeah.
You ever got squirted on?
Yeah, like, twice.
Oh, so you remember
it. You know what you're doing, maybe.
Yeah.
Did you know
everybody don't be squirting this shit off.
Did you like it?
It was not a bed. It was wet as shit. That shit wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
That's exactly what I did.
Every girl can do it, but every guy can't make it happen. And every girl don't know she can do it because the guy hasn't made it happen. But when you find somebody that can find that spot.
Yeah, that shit messy. Whole bed.
That shit is so trash. It's messy. I hate it. I don't like it.
Did you like it?
I got to fucking sleep in the wet spot. Like, really?
It's just wet.
Exactly. I'm not going to make him sleep in it.
Before y'all started having sex, she told you
your bed is decent.
Right. So she told you to put the towel down.
Yeah, she like to put the towel down.
Oh, she already knew she was about to splash.
She do that.
Did you feel good? Like, I did that.
I know I'm raw.
All right. Since you said raw, I want to ask you this.
Whoa.
Right.
Here,
we were having this discussion. Well, one of my friends was talking to me about this, and she was saying that she was dating this guy, and he was coming in her raw and everything. Hey. She thought it was serious because of that. If you come in a girl raw, does that mean it's a serious relationship?
Hell yeah. Me? I'm different. Like, I can't be... Like, back then, it probably wasn't none.
Mm-hmm.
Right now...
You have a girlfriend, don't you?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
You're dating Asian, the brat.
Yeah, that's my
girl. Okay, that's...
We love her.
She was definitely here before. We love her.
That's my hoe.
That's your what?
I'm my bitch.
Okay, but can you just stick with... I can take... That's my bitch. That's but my when woman. You say that's my hoe...
My whole bitch, girlfriend.
Okay.
Everyone,
what she call you?
She called me on Bae. King Bon.
See, that's sweet.
What if she said, that's my hoe about you?
Nah, she the girl. I'm the man. She the girl. That's my bitch, though, for real.
Does she like the...
She like whatever, she knows it's all love.
That's a bedroom name. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be like, that's my bitch. But then, like, when you say, ho, that's a bedroom name.
That's not
say
that's
a bedroom.
That's definitely a bedroom name,
But what if, like, one of your friends is like, oh, yeah, that's Von's bitch?
Yeah.
You okay with that?
They ain't gonna let her hit. they gonna say it like between us because like we gangsters, like we do what we want to do. We're gonna say something.
So y'all been together for a minute.
Yeah, like a year or something.
Okay, is this the longest relationship you've been in?
Yeah, my relationship be like a year, but not less. I be in jail a lot, so my hoes believe in me and shit.
They believe in you?
Leaving. He go to jail and they just stay.
So they leave when you go to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
so
they find out about other girls?
Nah, because
they don't be
around.
Wanting to ride.
You know, we was young and girls got their life to live. Right. And I be fighting.
So you break up with them, you tell them leave me alone?
They leave me, and I just go. I'll go to the next one.
Move
next
on to the next.
Okay, okay. You in jail, okay. You get what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, what does that mean?
You was just in jail.
You get what you like. Whoever fuck with you, that's who you fuck with. Mm-hmm. Like, you love who love you.
Damn, that's...
You're not jail here. Like, you get tired of niggas. It's other niggas gonna come around and shit.
Right, okay. But what about when you get out? And it's the
she
girl
tried to come back. Oh, she old with. Nah, she old with. She tried to make like 10 songs about a bitch who left me in jail. Mm-hmm. Already. I'm dissing. Probably go back, crack her one good time, and get her some White Castles and drop her ass off. That's it.
Well, at least you fed her.
Get some White Castles.
Does that count as a meal?
But my question is, it is. But you're not that's talking to just one girl while you locked up, right?
No, you got to have like a lot of girls while you locked up because they're going to leave you. Like,
but don't you think
I don't know.
They...
It depends on what you're fighting. I was fighting murder and shit. You know, and that take like 4-5 years to beat.
They might leave you because they know you messing with other chicks.
Yeah, what about that? What about
they leave you because they young and they got to like... Mm-hmm. Like I say, it'd be good for the first 3-5 months. It'd be good. Mm-hmm. Y'all, yeah, baby. Ooh, okay, wait. I'm waiting on you. Ooh. Now Stephanie. It's getting to the point where. Damn.
Shut up, Angela.
But she left somebody. You ain't right.
No. Okay, you want to hear my story?
And then let's get to you. Go ahead.
Okay, you finish, and then we'll talk about
my
story.
Say y'all kicking everything going good. Nah, she steady acting. Now everything good. She sending pictures, money on the phone and shit. She coming to see you and shit. Well, now you know how time go bad. Now she damn. So when you getting out? Like, you don't really know. What could you say? Like, it's either you're going to try, you're going to beat it, or you're going to lose, and they're going to give you all this time. So now it's getting to the point. She being around her friends, it's getting hot outside. They going outside. They with their man and shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right. They already
they
fly.
They got a homie.
That's why that's your
choice. So I have a question. What happens to the girl that stays?
She stay. If you a real nigga, guy, you fuck with her hard and shit. You know what I'm saying?
But do you drop the rest of them and just kick it with her?
Yeah, that's because your bitch. You do right by her. You know, niggas be bogus, though. A lot of niggas be bogus, but...
A lot of niggas be bogus.
Yeah, so
say
you
that
try
again.
To...
You say do. That.
Hey, you ain't gonna be down to niggas because it's all females. Right?
Nah, nah, we...
Some niggas good.
Like, I just put an echo on what you
nah,
just said.
Nah, yeah, that's... for sure. Like, you know, so you get out, you know. If you something or you doing something good, you make sure she's straight. Like, at least make sure she's straight. She's been taking care of you and that bitch. You know you need somebody.
I wanted you to say that.
Yeah.
Well, so. Stephanie, tell your story so King Von can hear this.
All right. I was with somebody. We
Who
were together
leave?
For a year.
Who you leave?
Listen. We were together for a year and he went to jail. It was only 2 years. I was like, I'm ready. I'm going to do this. We it's 2 years, whatever. And I definitely planned on cheating on him while he was in jail. I'm not going to lie. But I would have still held
you told him
down.
About, like, it's different. Like, you tell him for like,
I did
you're
tell
doing,
him.
That's cool. He sounds like,
I
the
did
female
tell him,
go
like,
around
you know,
and
I'm
going like,
to be doing my thing. I'm going to be moving around.
He can't
but
even
I got
be
you,
mad
though.
About that because, you know.
But, yeah, I had every intention to hold him down, but he broke up with me. He didn't want to deal with the stress.
Mm-hmm. See how
of good. having
wonder
his girl from outside.
Yeah,
my shit always be and somebody just came in jail new. I mean, I just saw your bitch. You just fucking my homie.
My Jesus!
Get on the phone with her. What you doing? She.
But
nice.
What if they're not telling the truth?
Man, they is. They always telling the truth, man. What? They get to describing shit, cars and cribs and. You know, a nigga just talks so... In jail, niggas talk so much.
So you would say...
Ain't nothing else to do to talk.
You
no, honestly,
with a girl.
I feel like the people in jail be knowing before us. Like,
yeah.
They be really knowing.
You know, that's the main... That's the pipeline right
they
there.
They
so
knowing.
What would you do if a girl was like, listen, I'm going to hold you down. I'm going to fuck with you, everything. But if a nigga come around, I might fuck with him. I'm going to keep it on the low.
Can't do nothing. Like, what could you do? Mm-hmm. You just going to set up. You going to sit there and you go, I got something for this bitch when I get out. But
so
I'm
when you get out, you're going to get her back, though, in another kind of
what? Sister, mama, auntie, I'm fucking dead.
What happened? But she held you down still.
Man, that bitch ain't nothing.
What about her grandmother?
If she throwing that thing back, I'm catching that thing.
He said her mama. He's going to go home before
her mama.
You got
to make her hurt, though. She hurt you, and that bitch hurt.
He said the grandma.
You going to see, you get to thinking about it. She get to writing and drawing and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that's what happened. He was like, you know what? Don't come see me. I'm not gonna call you. It's over. That's it.
Did he
if
stop
it's
call?
Real, when I come out in 2 years, we'll be together.
What if your girl got locked up? Did. You think you could hold it down?
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure she straighten everything and shit. But you know how that shit go. Damn, it depends how long girls don't get locked. What she gonna for a body?
What's yeah, what if
for?
She's facing murder? I didn't think through this whole scenario.
Let's play it out. Because I've been in jail, right? So let's play it out. I did a 90-day bid. It wasn't nothing, but it was big to me, right? So 90 days. You gonna hold it down for 90 days?
Yeah, I can do 90.
But what if she's facing murder? Because during my 90 days, I was definitely in jail.
We gonna tell me straight up, though. I'm like
25 to life.
Like, you know.
What about 4 years?
2 years.
What about 4 years?
My best friend is in jail for 4 years. She's a girl.
I'm gonna hold her down. Like, that's my. I can still.
But are you gonna cheat on her?
Hell yeah. I'm gonna tell her.
No, I'm gonna tell her. Like,
you gonna keep it real with her though?
Yeah, I'm like, man, okay. Ooh, you know?
That's gonna
ooh,
hurt.
If you wanna talk about it like that.
No,
like,
but the jail shit is no joke when you have somebody taken away from you by the jail. Yeah. It's like they died. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard in that bitch.
It's I know, really I wasn't there for that long.
And I've been dealing with the jail shit with my best friend. God bless her. She's coming home soon. And it's not easy. It's hard.
That shit hard.
Niggas in jail.
I mean, this shit sound like bullshit to me.
What? Niggas in jail be having mad different bitches they talk to. It don't matter if a bitch is holding their damn.
Not everybody. You know, some niggas ain't got no man for real.
If a bitch talk to them, they'll talk to the bitch. If they put the money on their phone,
yeah,
it don't matter about.
It'd be hard to catch somebody like that. Females ain't nothing nowadays. It's all a female. They selling pussy. They need some money. They want to fuck with somebody that's doing something. Ain't no female finna fuck with you. Ain't finna put no money in their phone. Ain't finna send you no money. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's hard in jail. Like, you can't do nothing for them. Mm-hmm. Like, nowadays, you got to do something for a female. Mm-hmm. You can't do nothing for them. They don't want you. You ain't got no money. Oh, that shit over with.
Please, you be surprised. My friend's boyfriend, who is also in jail for a long time, he has a new girlfriend all the time.
Yeah, he not a talk then. Like, some niggas you're not a talk, what if you ain't like that?
He's had, like, four or five girlfriends since he's been in jail.
He not a talk. He decent.
Yeah, I know somebody just like that.
Like, his niggas on the phone. He on the phone so quick. But it's certain niggas that don't know how to talk, and they just in that bitch, ain't eating, ain't doing nothing, because... Ain't nothing. They just in that bitch.
I feel like there's a lot of girls that hold guys down nowadays, though.
It is.
Like, truthfully, I feel like
there's... in jail, it's a lot of...
But even outside of jail...
No, outside of jail.
I feel like there's women that's paying the bills. A guy is living with them.
Or they going half on the rent.
Yeah, I used to be living off females when I was young.
Okay. But I'm saying it happens.
Yeah, but that's what... A lot of niggas in Chicago, they living off females. It's the females, it's the real
one. We call that hobosexual.
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 You stupid.
Damn.
No, but I feel like in that case, real sexual, you're in a space where you have the money, so you're attracting different kind of women. At that time, you were attracted to women that could take care
of you. That's the only... Like, I ain't out of sales. Drills like that, and I just had a lot of females.
Like teenager young.
Yeah, and I got... And they all got money. They all give me, you know...
You slanging that pipe.
Let me ask you this, though. Were they at least attractive?
Some of them was decent.
Some of them.
Yeah, a lot of older ones. Matter of fact, like when I was 15, 16, my bitch like 27.
27? That's illegal.
He's just let me get out of time.
That's definitely illegal.
You didn't even have a license.
I got her shit took every time.
Oh my God. Sheesh, what was going on? So let me ask you this. Have you ever been with a woman back then that was terrible? Like, I don't even want nobody to see me with her.
Nah, hell no. I done got my dick up, bitch. A fat bitch. Look at her, right?
they know who it is. Everybody looked at their phone. Like.
But her car, though, I need a car. See, I was on house arrest, and I need traffic. Then I need to get from A to point A, B. So she let me get a car. I'm finessing her. But one time, she caught me in a crib, and she get that, you going to give me some of this dick today. Ooh. I'm not. Hold on. Look. Ooh. She just let me suck it. She tricked me.
Oh, man.
Was it good, at least?
Hell no. Nah, that shit was bogus. I was mad as hell.
Oh, my God.
Was it even good?
If it was good,
but if it was good, would you have changed your mind about
I would think she was amazing to fuck her, at least.
It wasn't good, though. So.
But if it was, though, say the head was fire.
Say it was the most fire head you ever had in your life.
You know, you come back to your senses, like, soon.
Wait a minute.
That's true.
Oh, hell
nah. Watching porn.
Yep.
Get it for sure.
I'm like,
you got to, like, X out of that shit.
She didn't want to make you have sex.
She want to fuck, but, like, she, you know, but nah, it ain't finna happen. Like, you know, I just need to cop here and now. You see what I'm saying? I just need to get point A to point B.
No, I got to get my dicks up. All right. I'm trying to do is drive.
I'm making all the probation. My grandma finna come downstairs. Cause we got to go. All type of shit.
But you did make yourself come.
Huh? I played it out like I nutted and just.
How could you?
In her
you
mouth.
Faked it. She was like, "Where did it go?"
Open one eye.
One eye, Popeye.
Yeah,
he hit the Popeye.
She thought her spit was.
I need that car.
She was like,
okay. Chicago, you need a car. You can't get on no bus. None of that shit. You'll get killed. You gotta get a car.
So tell me what you did when you got your first big check.
All I did, I gave my mom. My first big check was $100,000.
That's a nice check.
I gave my mama $10,000. I gave my homie them $10,000. I bought a chain. What I do with that other shit?
I hope you put it in a bank account.
Nah, I spent all that shit.
He spent it all.
You knew there was more coming.
Save.
He sounds like, hey, that's what Kanye did.
I got $100,000 and then I got $1,000,000. You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. They told me, like, get everybody out the way with the $100,000.
Oh, okay.
So I sit on my mama, gave her some money, gave my homie them some money. Got a little chain and shit. And I got to keep, I kept working shit. I bought some little shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just kept working. I got another check. You know, and the checks stay coming.
All right.
Amen.
And now you don't have no more cases, right? Nothing. Well, everything's clear.
House arrest.
Yeah, oh my God.
But after that.
Me and Dirk. Yeah, we got a case.
But after that, that's
it's all wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
God bless. Mm-hmm. That was something in Atlanta.
Yeah, okay. Atlanta crazy.
Mm-hmm. We live in Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't never see y'all.
Well, I just moved there.
We both just moved there, and we don't
talk about Atlanta. It's cool.
Yeah.
Where y'all live at?
I live by the airport.
Yo, you know that shit right over there by the airport.
I live by the airport because I have to fly back and forth.
That street, I might let you suck my dick.
Shit by the airport.
You got a car?
What you talking about?
Nah. What?
How much the dog? How much the fans?
I hate y'all.
Fans.
Y'all so annoying.
Y'all are hilarious.
How much the only fans is?
All right, now let me ask you this. So there was an article, and this segment of the show is called True Sex. And we're going to tell you about an article, and I want to hear what your response is to this, right? So they have an article about how to get way better at fingering. Do you ever finger women?
Yeah, a lot.
See?
Do you wash your hands first? Because...
My shit usually clean. Like,
usually. Listen, the next time you about to finger girl, go wash your hands first because you might have been touching some money.
Yeah.
You might have been scratching your
head.
You might have grabbed the doorknob. And that's a bacterial exchange.
Sure.
And then the next thing you want to say, oh my God, pussy was stinking.
Now, your hands was dirty.
Because your hands was dirty and you done threw off a goddamn pH with the shit that's on your hands. And now you want to go tell your homeboys that her pussy
is dirty.
Y'all know that shit. But anyway, wash your hands.
But you know how you, the only reason you finger somebody is you trying to hurry up and, like, they trying to, you know how females be, no. So if I'm fingering this, because she playing anyway, like, I'm kissing on her probably finger and she ain't trying to, you
I
know
like
how that
to
shit
get
go.
Finger.
Wash them hands.
No, I'm saying, but most
I
of
don't.
The time, that's the real the finger coming
say,
in
she
that.
Says no, it's a...
Then she getting that, you know, no, nah, they be really meaning yes,
but
they be putting their body on you, but they say
because the button is there, that's the squirt button. I like that shit.
Yeah, and I know, but you should be able to reach it with your dick.
She's trying to hint that she be squirting.
No, they go past it and let it
hit
a certain way.
No,
I don't, I like to squirt with fingers like that, but when it happens with the dick, it's too much. It's just
see,
it,
that's
the whole
the only
bad
way
wet.
That I
anything,
would. Yeah,
I don't
want
to be squirting in my bed.
Yeah, damn, and that is like a, it goes to your
fuck
face,
your back
like it goes on your body. Like, yeah, all
right, things. So in this article, they gave some information on how you should finger a woman because a lot of guys don't finger women right. Okay, so tell us your technique because I want to see what you have to say and I'm gonna compare it.
I don't be even like at first. Like I go down, then you like do like a circle like motion like. I don't go in.
Wait,
like,
I can't
like,
see your hand. Put your hand up. Okay.
I got because I gotta act like my hand down there.
He act like it was a pussy for real.
He gotta act like his hand down there.
You gotta talk it to the mic, Vaughn. You know, yeah,
the
mic.
Talk
the
to the mic.
Bring the hand up.
It's too much.
Talk it to the mic.
Yeah, him.
And caress the pussy.
That led to pins. Like, all right, is I'm trying to. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm trying to get a ghost, she still got her pins on.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm slapping my shit through the... I got to take out my ring because it...
Oh, yeah. So I can't see that the ring down
so
over
get
there.
That.
Yeah.
Might get lost.
Right.
All right, so now I slide in the penny. It depends. But if she... What if she... It depends, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so,
okay.
So how you pitching
now,
it?
Our legs open.
We naked? We naked?
Yeah, you guys are naked.
Naked.
Naked, for sure.
We naked. I'm done eating it then. If it's she one of those.
Yeah, what's the fingers for? Why would you like...
Let's say we talking about girlfriend.
No, but would fingers and mouth for nice.
Sometimes
together.
Yeah, like, it's my girlfriend. I go down and eat up pussy and finger and shit.
That's nice. Yeah.
You know
at the same time?
Yeah.
I'm eating up pussy, sucking on that shit.
Okay, so while you're doing that, what are you doing with the fingers? Are you going like this in there? Are you going like this in there? Or you should actually do like this in there. This is the motion that you should do. You should do like a come here motion.
Right, like I'm doing all type of shit like, you know.
The come here motion?
And then my
fingers,
yeah,
you gotta
like,
curl it a little.
I have a vagina and I fuck bitches, I'm telling you. Come here.
Yeah,
do that.
Nah,
yeah,
that's
the
button.
You know, I be hearing, like, I hear what sound good. Like, if she moaning a certain way, I'm like, all right, this it right here. Mm-hmm.
That's
you know
smart,
saying?
Man.
I'm
you smart. Pay smart. Attention. Always
have you ever made
attention.
A girl come from fingering her?
Yeah.
That's good. All right. See, I'm glad that he's young because I feel like fingering's old school. But he's still,
I feel like it's old school and it's juvenile at the same time. So the youngest is doing it.
Is that
why doing it. That's
like
what makes it old
school.
Because
I'm old?
Oh, that makes so much sense now.
Another tip they give is to get her nipples like involved. So while you're fingering her, also like with your other hand.
Yeah, then. Suck on her titties. Pussy, like, all type shit.
Okay, so you're big into foreplay.
You ever went to, it's right there. You ever went to eat a girl out and she had a piece of toilet paper?
Oh, shit. What?
No, because somebody tweet this and they was like, they went to go eat their girl's pussy and she had like a little bit of toilet paper. It wasn't dirty, I guess. It was just like, peed.
It was like a little piece.
He was like, oh, well, I pushed that shit out the way and kept eating.
That's his girl.
Most of the time, like before we do some shit, like if I know shower. I'm gonna eat some pussy or something, like we can, you know, get in the shower real quick. Like might as well.
Oh my,
you know how that shit be walking around.
But on the spur of the moment, drunk night.
I think
y'all
he would do it
because
he said a little piece of tissue.
You know what I'm saying?
A little piece is okay.
Drunk and shit. Y'all had a good time all night. You ready to go in? You know, you might wake up with some bruises on your arm.
Have you ever just only washed your dick in the sink before sex and not really took a whole shower?
After or before?
Before.
Before.
Oh, before, sorry.
Yeah.
I done fucked a bitch. I thought I wanted to go play basketball and ain't even wash my shit. I got my dick sucked. Got done playing basketball.
Oh, my gosh. But she didn't know that. I mean, she knew he was.
Some females just don't care. You know that shit, bro.
I feel like some people like that, to be honest.
Some people like you so much and that they don't care.
Yeah,
I think when you love somebody, it doesn't matter. Like, how do you smell? You're going to go for it.
Yeah, I'd rather smell good, though. Like, I ain't trying to have no bitch look at me funny or not. I'm trying to have that shit. I'm trying to be raw every time I hit her.
Like, bring your dusty dick over here.
Bring that salty, dusty ass.
Musty ass.
Yeah, I'm the type to get ready. Wings, I'm the type skin, little bitch coming over. I go get ready real quick.
Oh,
like,
that's
hurry up
nice.
And,
yeah, that
you
is.
Shave and everything.
Yeah,
Manscaped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You use clippers or you use a razor?
The clip, man. You no razor? Oh hell no! Nah. You gotta use it.
Is it the same clippers you use on your face or different ones?
I go to a barber shop. Okay, I ain't fucking my face up.
So you bought these clippers just for your pubic hair?
Yeah, I act like it's for my face though.
No, that's right.
He think it's for my face.
Andy, I'm like, yo, you can go grab me. I need something to touch up.
Yo, don't let your mommy use it.
He's like, yo, can I use your clippers for my?
Like, no,
you think it's for my face.
Wow.
Have you ever gone to eat a girl out and she had like a lot of hair?
I ate my bitch out when she ain't waxed. Not a lot. What's a lot?
Like, you know, a little fro.
Nah, that's not a lot, but like it wasn't bald.
Like,
you know, right before you go get the wax sometimes, right, like you gotta let it go.
Yeah. You gotta let it grow.
Yeah,
but
it's
a
nice. It don't be nothing wrong though. Like, she ain't got the nappy. Yeah. I had a bitch that had a nappy ass.
That's what we talking about.
That's what we talking about. Not the nice. The wax hair is nice and smooth.
She has decent. But I had a bitch that has some hair. I tried a finger and my finger got caught in the
hair.
And she getting that ouch.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm in that bitch. You ain't nothing.
She got that shit braided before she came to see
you. My mama said shaving unladylike. I say, man, your mama ain't nothing.
Your mama wildin'.
His finger got stuck in her nap.
Yeah, she
in her
out.
If her pussy look like that, her armpits look like that, too.
No.
Say that.
We was young though. Oh, I don't know if she knew yet or what.
She got to comb that shit.
Now, but you and Asian, right?
No, she got
Asian
to Brad.
Who said I love you first?
I did.
Aww.
What's your name?
What's your sign?
I'm Leo.
Oh, yeah. I read that. I should have knew that.
Okay.
That's
so
why.
Tell me how to set up the scenario. What made you say it? Did something, you know?
Man, I don't know, man.
Oh, you do know.
I remember. She just stayed throwing it in my face. You said you love me. I remember. I'm going to remember. You know, we be all going to shit about that. Mm-hmm. But yes, I love her first and shit. What the fuck we just doing? We probably got into it and I got back talking out and said, I don't know.
I can't be without you. I love you.
We staying into it. I don't know.
What y'all be getting into it over?
Nothing. I'll type it. You know, young shit.
Mm-hmm.
You singing this song? Mm-hmm. You like her? You like her picture?
Ah, shit.
I'll type her.
You can't be just liking girls' pictures.
Right. I only like
people think it's petty,
I don't like no female pictures. I don't like only guys. I only like no female pictures. That's It ain't even because she said it, just because... Just respect
things. That shit end up on the damn shade room.
Yeah, I don't follow no females or nothing. Right. Like,
I wish all guys could
females already been following some, but I wouldn't even follow no new females.
Isn't it good when you can't see the pictures that the other person like now, like you used to? You know how you can see?
You can't do that?
No, you can't see.
They cut that feature. Look, keep out of like them pictures again.
I'm going to get to watching them. Yeah, now. I ain't look at y'all. I don't like that. I ain't know.
I hate that they took off that fucking activity
bar. See what I like doing. That. I like going to fake see you all the motherfucker like yeah. it.
Do she be mad about songs I took her to the O? Like, what's that?
Oh, yeah, nah.
Like, who you talking about?
She show asked me the other day. Who from Kankakee? I don't even know.
He just made it up because it sounded good in the song.
I really, this had happened. I was in jail and I made the song and I ain't had no beats. So I really just took my first song, The Crazy Story. And I, so he come on, got a drop on this flexing nigga. He from Tennessee. Got some top from a stripper bit. She from Kankakee. You okay. see what I'm saying? Cause I ain't had no beat and I just made a song like that.
That song come on in the club, the whole club. Hey.
How did you ever like trust women? Cause it seemed like there's a lot of setup shit going on.
Trust who?
Like just before you in a relationship, like just to trust a woman.
Man, I got trust issues like a month. That's why we be into it. Like that's my homie though. I love that shit, but I got problems with trusting people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, you know how that shit goes. It's hard. Like, especially when somebody fucked up before.
Right.
Damn, like you gonna trust them again?
Oh, she fucked up before?
Everybody fucked up before.
You fucked up before?
I always fuck up. Nah, I've been good lately. Nah, I've been good. I've been decent. I not fuck up. But then once you get to think of somebody else fucking up, you get to, all right, bitch, watch this. Like, you know how people is.
So like tit for tat.
Cause you don't wanna be hurt. Like if you, you know how that shit go. If you feel like you're all in into it, you ain't gonna hurt as much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit, you know how that shit go.
So how you gonna do it differently now?
Shit, you just gotta, shit, fuck it. This how you go. You gotta be like, all right. She got one more time. Let her fuck up this time. Just you got. Sometimes you just gotta go in and just see what happens. Shit.
How many chances
you
have
fuck
you
fuck up this time? You just gotta take it on the chin. Mm-hmm. You know that she fuck up. She fuck up and just cut off. Shit. Or...
So have you given somebody numerous chances and they've let you down before?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you've been heartbroken before?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Did you feel physically ill when that happened? You know how they say you could feel it like physically. Like
you could. Yeah, you be blue. Sleep. I ain't gonna lie. Especially when I was in jail. Especially when I was
he going through it too, your friend?
No, I'm talking about
that. He said he's falling asleep.
Duce got him not.
Folks, but yeah, you know how that shit, especially in jail, that shit hurt the most.
Mm-hmm.
When you call, like, all right, we can just work it out, man. I don't get no fuck because you fucking him. We can just still fuck with me and shit. I'm just going, you damn, bitch, damn. The fuck? But you just gotta, you know. Mm-hmm. That shit ain't nothing. You just got to go, you know.
But do you let it go and move on to the next without holding on to the baggage? And that's the problem. You can't take baggage with you from one situation and take it into
like
your next situation.
Like what you mean? Like let it go, like forget him?
No, I'm saying is
the situation
when you
went through.
Right, so you went through a situation with one girl and now you done with her.
Yeah, everybody got a
new
slate.
So now you move on to the next girl. Are you still thinking about what the other girl did to you and putting that in your new relationship? Like, damn, this bitch did that.
Nah,
so
you
I ain't gonna let this bitch do the same thing.
You gotta give everybody a chance, you know what I'm saying? So,
you smart.
Right. That's really good.
Like, mm-hmm. Females different.
Because
females,
a lot of guys will take what happened to them in the past and keep that on them forever. So then they move on and they kind of taking it out on the next girl even though she wasn't even there and had nothing to do with that.
Right.
But they coming into the next situation with that baggage from the last situation.
Like right now with me, it's to the point like, I just don't work right here. It's over for everybody. See what I'm saying?
Damn. That's
what's going
on. That's the problem with us people. Because
I'm the same way. That's,
yeah.
You don't want to keep getting hurt.
Yeah, we were just talking about it.
Nobody wants to keep getting hurt, right?
For sure.
But the L is the lesson. That's how you learn.
Yeah, but
like you learn through experiences.
Let nobody hurt you, guys.
It's not about letting people hurt you.
You
can't control other people's actions.
People hurt you,
right? But you can't control other people's actions, and nobody can predict the future.
I'm just gonna put myself in that situation. You see what I'm saying? Because now I'm putting myself in a situation. I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm giving you my hot win, whatever you want to call it, and I'm trusting you and shit. Now you go do some shit, and I find out. Now I'm hurt. Now I blame myself because I'm giving you that. You know. But I ain't gonna get nobody else that. Like, I'm giving you that opportunity. Go ahead, hurt me and shit.
But you take it out on the next person.
It's so much. I think it's great to be in a relationship where you kind of like give everything your all, because what's the point of doing it if you're not gonna do that?
Right.
Then you might as well not even be in it.
But then what do you have left for yourself when you give your all? Like, I feel like give yourself to a certain extent, but what you got for your damn self? So I feel like
that's you got to put yourself first.
Yeah, but I feel like now, because when I think about giving your all, because the situation that I got out of recently, that's like I felt like I gave my all, but then you walk away from the shit like, why the fuck?
You, once
I
you
do
get
that?
In it, ain't no half assing though. Like, ain't no point of being in it if you.
So what are you gonna do?
You giving your all, period. Like, especially, cause look, you with a girl, you with a nigga, whatever. Y'all together. That's your all. Y'all live together. Well, y'all with each other every day. You buying her shit, you know?
She, but look what you just said before this. You said you don't give all of yourself because, just in case you get hurt.
He's doing it now.
Right now, I'm in a relationship.
But you said
I wouldn't
happen
call
again,
a relationship
what?
If I wouldn't give my, if it happened again, so what? You see what I'm saying? But right now, that's what I'm, this is going on.
Right, right, right.
He giving one last chance. Yeah, I can't
I
do it
like
no more.
I give my all too old in every relationship and I don't get it back. And when and then I when I move on to the next relationship, I make the next person suffer.
Well, you got to give your all to somebody who deserves it, too.
Right, that's
right.
Like, you
like,
can't make somebody
make
that you
who
know
deserves
shit.
It.
Like, I wasn't planning on getting, hey, I wasn't planning on fucking with her like that.
Right.
It just, it happened. I don't know how. It wasn't a plan, but
that's
it
how
happened.
It always happens.
So
that's how it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So now, since it happened like that, let's see what's going on. Fuck
you,
it, let's
you be
do
thinking
it.
About getting married?
Huh?
Do you think about
that somewhere?
Man, now, it'd be like, when I shit going right. Then one little thing, I'll be, hold on. We'll take some steps back. Now I'm about that shit over it. Ooh. Nah. Like, it's to the point you got to work for that. I don't know. You got to show me. It's to the point where we together, but certain shit, you got to, like, you got to earn this. You got to show me that shit. And then I got to, you know.
And you got to earn it.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
for
it's
real.
A two-way street. And y'all both hella young and got a lot
yeah,
of life to live
saying?
With
so
or without each other. So keep
jump out there
that
and
in
propose.
Mind.
Like, we get married and then the shit don't work, I'm going to be sick. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to look stupid. I'm going to be sick. My homie don't go, I told you. I ain't got time for none of that shit.
Are any of your friends married? Or in relationships?
The closest motherfucker married, Dirk. He the closest that to his girlfriend.
Right.
Then my manager, he, you know, he married.
Okay. Because sometimes that's hard too, right? Like, you got to pay attention to who somebody is around.
Yeah.
You know, like, if she got friends that's...
Oh, yeah, you see, and then it's hard. She a rapper, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she got to be around niggas. So you really got to... You know, other rap niggas with jewelry and money and shit. So you gotta be, you gotta have your man. Right? You gotta, you know, you can't be no jealous. And you can't be, she in the studio with niggas. You see, at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, you can hold on.
Right.
You know, you gotta be comfortable with yourself and comfortable with.
I mean, but I'm sure she look at you the same way.
Yeah, you know.
It's yeah,
like,
but
it's,
also
like, it's different for a few. You know, niggas crazy, man. You know, niggas is.
And bitch is crazy too.
Bitch is crazy too, and we'll do anything.
Niggas is jealous though. Niggas be counting
niggas
other niggas'
jealous
pockets
of bitches
and shit. Niggas,
too.
Yeah, for real. But niggas, people. I don't know.
Right.
You know how that shit go. Niggas be.
But isn't it nice to have somebody in the same industry as you?
No, that ain't. I'd rather have. You know, I wish she. You know, I can't say I wish she wanted to rap or nothing like that. But it'd be better if I knew that she's at the house instead of going around all these people that ain't around and. Damn, what's going on? Now I'm just thinking, how you? Damn, what the fuck she doing? Why she answering the phone?
And that's how she be feeling.
She feel the same
I
way.
I just said that.
No, I understand. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I wish my nigga was at the damn house.
No.
She in the studio. You and niggas in the back, right? What the fuck? What
like,
up,
I'm working.
I'm with, what's his name? You know the nigga and everything. You gonna like that nigga.
Oh, man.
Oh, so it's been times when you didn't like a nigga and she had to work with
I'm
him?
I'm not gonna say nothing, because you know you gotta be...
But like, right.
You gotta
be
for sure with yourself, man. I know I'm that nigga, so... She fuck up. She fucked up.
Right.
You cut off.
It won't be worth it.
Give me that purse back. And I just lay it out.
Oh, wait. You are not the repo man.
Don't
ever be the repo man.
But did you ever have a conversation with her where you was like, listen, this everybody is cool. You do what you do. We both working. But this one nigga, you can't be in the
like,
studio with.
Other niggas that she used to talk to and shit like that, like relationship with, you got to come on. You got to figure that out. Like. You still in contact with him? You in contact with... Well, any nigga shooting... It'd be like that. Any nigga shooting shots at you or something. And I see you talking to him. You, or you letting them shoot shots at you. And you like... Now I'm looking at you like, you ain't the one for me. Because, come on, man. You know how niggas is and rapping and shit. All they do is talk. They want to just... This what it is. They want to fuck your bitch because it's your bitch. They want to like her. Right. They don't even like... They don't like nothing about her.
Guess right. What?
What if Drake is like, yo, I want you to fly to... Tells her, I want you to fly to Toronto and get on this song.
At my house.
Who?
Drake.
To who?
To her.
She did. What
it's Drake, and she could that could be big for her career.
I don't fuck who it is. Drake better pull up to my house.
Drake better pull up. I got a studio.
Nah, whoop Drake.
Wait, she can't go.
You
got to
yell at the crib.
Drake
better pull up over here.
Yeah.
What if Beyonce called you and was, no, we can't do it.
No, not Beyonce.
What if Rihanna says, I need you to come do this song with me, and she want to fly you out
to Barbados.
She can send it. Like, it don't matter. I don't even
so
like
so you wouldn't go.
Like,
but she want the whole vibe.
In the studio.
For it to be right in the studio. And she want to do it at her studio in Barbados.
They're at Carnival.
I'm about to have to bring Asian.
But that's what I'm saying. If Drake called her, you can come.
Oh, I'll come.
Yeah, all right, then that's fine.
Why we gotta go to? Nah, we ain't going to his house though. Come on, Drake.
He got a big estate. Like it's a
y'all
big
house. Y'all wanna be in the comment? Only in the studio. Studio. Like, it's just like going in the other studio.
Your
except
own,
it's on his
your own section and everything. You probably won't even see him on the
floor. No, let me not.
He's like no.
He's like no. I'm not doing it. It's not.
I know you wouldn't tell her don't do that song with Drake though.
Huh? Yeah, he can send it. Send that shit. We gonna do that shit.
That's true.
We gonna do that shit.
That's true.
We on it too.
That's
our song.
Like situations like that, if she like it'd be situations like, all right, she, I don't finna wear this, so I'm finna go over here with them, and ooh, and she'd try to tap me, like, what you think? And she know what I'd say, but
like,
do what you gonna do. Like, you wanna do that? Do it, and we gonna see how it's gonna end up. And I'm, you know, I'm gonna show you how I feel, like, once you do it.
Okay.
Like, I'm gonna show you where it's gonna play. Play crazy like that.
All right, now we have an Ask Lip Service question for you. People write in questions, and they want advice. So here is the advice you have to give. All right. I started seeing a guy recently. We went to the same high school, but we never hung out. Today, after 13 years, we found each other living in the same city. He's super cute and funny. However, we're not in the same economic level. I'm an architect and he works for DirecTV as a technician.
She's rich and he's broke.
Right. Yeah, I really want someone on the same level as me or higher. I don't know if I should move forward dating him or be just friends.
Right. Yeah. Like, all right, so what she said, so she's a dater. She should, I don't know, like, when I started talking to Asian, you know, I just started rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't got no jewelry, no nothing, I ain't had no down, nothing, you see what I'm saying? She just thought I was Dirk's friend,
mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, she didn't know I was rapping and shit. And that look, you see what I'm saying? So you can't just, if you fuck with a motherfucker, just, you gotta fuck with them.
That shit don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter, because next you know they'll be big, you know? They'll be rich, and you'll be like, damn, what the fuck? Yeah.
So what kind of game did you have to get her when she just thought you was just...
I always had game.
He didn't tell you he had bitches' cars that didn't even touch him.
15.
But like, what did you say? How did you even make it happen?
This the first time I saw we was at the basket. It's out here. We was in New York. That's the first time all I saw we was in New York. We was playing basketball against Meek and them, me and Dirk and shit. Ooh, I see and shit. I ain't even get to talk to my homie. Try to talk to her and shit, whatever.
She shut him down?
Yeah, she ain't they ain't really want to do no talking, nothing. You know how that shit go. But then I see her again at the studio. She did a feature with Dirk. And I'm steady flirting with her, trying to talk to her and shit. She laughing and shit. Then I see her again. Now I'm fake drunk at the love release party for Dirk shit, for Dirk album. I see her. But I ain't know she was fake talking to somebody else right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on her. I'm feeling I'm off the whatever, the licking and shit. So I'm grabbing her hand, shit, trying to talk to her and shit. Ooh. Now I take Dirk's phone, I get in his DM, like talk to my brother. Ooh.
And then she's nah, talking from to Dirk.
Him. I mean, talk to my motherfucking brother. Ooh, I'm taking that DM and shit.
It's him. That's she hilarious.
Said, yeah, but she sent the number and shit. I was saying she live in Atlanta. Now, I go to the crib. Now, Dirk out of town. He left his truck in my car. He got a track car. That bitch is raw. So, I got Dirk's car today. So, I go pick up and shit. I tell her I'm going to take her out and shit. So, I got a little money. I only had I was fucked up. I had like $600 in my shit. And a little outfit, a nice outfit. I put that on. Took some of Dirk cologne and shit. Took his con shit. I want to go pick up, took out to eat and shit. I'm hoping she don't get nothing that costs too much.
Right. You like, don't order the champagne.
So I buy some shit. I fuck with that shit. I get in shit, take it to the crib shit. But you get the connecting and shit. Since then, I've been fucking with that shit. Then I got the.
Moving on up.
Yeah, now I'm decent. Getting
right.
You see what I'm saying?
There you go. So the advice of this woman is, he might be just working for DirecTV as a technician now, but you don't know where he's going.
Yeah, no, it ain't even that. If you fuck with somebody, fuck with somebody. Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, shit, hold your own weight. You ain't got to, at least, especially like, if he ain't the type of nigga trying to make you pay his way or nothing, like, you know?
Right.
Carry his weight and shit. She'll fuck with that nigga if you fuck with him.
And she's saying she likes him, so I think it's kind of sounds shallow.
But I do understand feeling like I want somebody ambitious, too.
Yeah, if you got a sister or something, she probably getting that. He broke his hell. Like, it depends on who she around, though. That be fucking up shit, too.
That's true.
Like, a lot of females be getting that. He ain't girl. He ain't. Now you can get a raw nigga. Like, they be telling... You know how that shit
goes. See, my problem with that situation would be if he was comfortable being the cable man for the rest of his life. Like, if he didn't want to try to move up.
Yeah, ambition is important.
So she said he has
job, though. This niggas ain't got no job.
No, she didn't say that. She just said that that's his current job.
Yeah, that's cool. Meanwhile, if that's where you're starting, or like, this is what you're doing right now, but you have plans to do something else, so you got something. Because just being a cable guy is not enough.
Well, he's like, a technician.
Technician so. Still.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying he should technician. Be able to. No, but he should have some type.
I have a good job and I have more than one job.
No, my point of saying that if he has some type of skills and some type of like professional training where he can.
I got four jobs. So when I look at somebody that just is comfortable with one thing, to me, that's I'm not comfortable.
But if they're happy in Chicago, niggas, they got no jobs. Then niggas out there. Straight, ain't no job. They just trying to, man, look.
I'm not
they
fucking
making
with
this
no
shit
nigga
look
that
good.
Don't got no job, yeah,
they make it look good, though. They right. Make they just pull up in somebody else's car, probably a decent
you like you did with Dirk. Right.
You see what I'm saying? Pull up in the track house. Smelling good, like Creed.
Like you smell this cologne.
What?
I got some money.
Got some little, like Creed. Yeah, little 20s and shit, make it look big.
Dirk hooked you up, didn't even know it.
Yeah. You out of town. I'm old. I don't know to drive like that. I'm
now,
happy
it's funnier that you went and used his DM. Like, yo, talk to my bro.
That happened to me before. A guy hit me like, oh, I want to hook you up with this guy. XYZ. And I fell for it, and it was the right guy. And
you know she ain't respond to me. Myself. She got a million followers. Okay. I got like, what, I had 2K on the followers?
Does she know now that it was you that really sent the DM?
I told her.
Okay.
As soon as I hit, yep, that was me. Oh.
Gotcha.
Stupid ass. Gotcha.
Was the first time you had sex great?
It was good.
Because, you know, sometimes the first time's awkward.
I used to eat pussy like that. I ate that pussy and shit. I was thirsty.
I'm gonna do whatever I gotta do, every trick I got. I love this story.
You like, be thirsty, just damn. I was on her ass.
Cause women, I think what we tend to do the first time we have sex, we don't want to do everything. We like hold back a little.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to go. You know, I'm saying, you know, a female don't be trying to go. But I already done bought all these shots. She fake tipsy. I got her while I want her. Lights out in that bitch, big bed. Matter of fact, I was so fucked up. My room. The bed and shit. My room ain't that big. My cousin's out of town too. I'm in his room. He got the big room. With the
damn,
big
that's using everybody's shit. I gotta watch these niggas.
This is called fake it till you make it. Okay, and guess what? Baby done made it, so it's all good now.
Yeah, but that's how it went. Though I had to pull out all the stops, make it look like I was. But she, you know, now I bet she looking back like, damn, finessed the shit out of me.
Got him. Did you eat her butt?
You know, but that night?
Oh, whenever. Like, you
not that night, though.
Groceries. You can't just do everything groceries. The first thing you had to
do. He said he pulled
out all
the
stops. Oh, he did everything. Nah, I ain't eat the ass the first. Nah, he don't eat no ass the first night.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
I just did that shit last night. Oh, he lying?
Who lying?
They said you did eat her butt the first night.
Oh, hey, you know,
juicy.
First night? That took a minute.
That was the second night.
It took a minute.
Like, not the first time. It was the second time. Night.
It was in the morning when we woke up. And my cousin
that
had.
Was right in the morning. Like, that shit happened down. Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, no.
That's not something that you normally would do, though.
Nah, yeah, nah. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in jail a long time, so you know, you know that bitch reading urban novels. I was waiting to do it.
Urban novels.
You know, them books. Them Zane.
I know all about them hood. I love Zane.
Angela definitely know, but I know about them hood novels.
How was it after that, then? Was y'all, like, inseparable, or was it like...
He said they was inseparable. He said probably
yeah, like, after that, we, you know... fucking around getting into it. We get to... Now, I'm the type of nigga, as soon as I get to talk to him, if I'm all through your phone, I go through our phone, see all type. But this, we just start talking.
Really?
As soon as I start talking, everybody cut off. So we get into
it. King of the jungle.
So she get, you know, we get to figure
this
shit
out.
But did you cut everybody off right away?
Yeah, I had to. When you thirsty for her, so.
But that's the way you're supposed to do it. Yeah.
When you cut everybody off, do you tell them why? Like, or do you just ignore them?
Like, you just kind of fade.
Or do you tell them?
Like, it's certain people you can explain it to, like, the people that really ain't, you ain't even fucking with, I think, just probably hitting here enough. But it's certain people, like, that you so close with that you gotta try to come up with something, like, and it's hard to just come up with the truth. You getting a lot, like, man, me and her just talking. We ain't even, I'm just talking to her for a little bit.
Not me, I just fade away.
I know what
to say.
You just gotta fade into the bushes like homegirl.
You know, I don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You trying to do all this for her. What if she ain't fuck with you like that? No, she shit on you with it. Because you don't know what she got going on or who in her past. You know, everybody got that someone that ain't going nowhere or that pop up. Now you got to worry about this nigga. Like, she going to go back to this nigga. As soon as y'all get into it, she talking about this nigga or posting this nigga. And you just...
That's just to make you mad, though.
So but she, how would you know?
And she handed you her phone right away? Because you said you went through a piece.
Oh. Get her drunk or something. All through her shit.
All right.
Next oh, my
she
God.
She don't got no sleep.
Oh, he is crazy.
So, I saw her put it in. I'm watching.
Oh, my God.
At least she's honest. At least she's honest about it.
You like snake out of mouth.
You like taking her finger, putting her finger on the motherfucker.
Yeah, like, what happened when she went through your phone, though? I'm sure she seen some shit in there.
When she went through it, like, nah, she ain't gotta get caught up straight up after, man, my caught, dude, man, you know that shit. I be around the shade, you know. She ain't gotta go through my phone. I was getting caught up doing stupid shit on the road. You know how that shit goes tour with Dirk and them.
Right.
All the hoes throwing it at you. You know that shit go.
No, we don't.
I'd be right on the internet the next day or something.
Right. He felt so stupid, too.
Yeah, that should be broke. Because the hoe be so dirty, you get caught all the way. You'll be, I don't even remember fucking her.
Man.
And then, you know, you wake up to 1,000 text messages.
And then you really look at the bitch page. You fuck, she dirty as hell. You damn.
You be like, why did I do that?
Dirty ass hoe. You
and that'd be the worst. Speaking from a woman, that'd be the worst. Yeah. When a nigga cheat on you, like, and he cheat on you with some trash.
Oh, my God.
And you be trying to display it like she ain't shit.
Now, I don't even want to fuck you again after you fucked her. That's how we feel. Like,
I'm the type, she ain't nothing. You gonna get mad. I just fucked her.
That's why. I'd be like, why would you put your dick in it?
You want me to fuck something bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
I would put love up. Level up. If you're going to cheat on your girl,
if you're
going to
cheat on me, like, at least something let it be something that if I could be like, all right, so let's all fuck together. You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like a nigga will fuck down.
This was like when I first got out of jail, so I was just really on some thirsty shit. I was bogus. Right. You know how and then you know how it go when you just start talking to somebody? I just saw this on her phone not too long ago, you see what I'm saying? So it ain't really no... I'm getting that. I don't really care about your feeling like that because you don't care about my shit like that. You still talking to you, see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it got to the point where now it's like, you know.
Like, clean slate.
You know, you got to fuck up a few times. You got to see, like, you got to test people or something. I don't know. Like, people be testing each other and shit.
True.
Like, them to test them obstacles. Like, if they don't pass, if you don't get past that, y'all ain't meant shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all get past that shit, y'all can get closer every time, I guess. And that's what been happening, shit. We've been getting closer. Like, the fuck us been helping us. Get close
right, because then as long as y'all could come together, discuss it, and as long as you don't keep bringing it up.
Yeah. Like it'd be hard for me.
Has anybody ever approached?
I see something would trigger me out. Look at her. I'll knock you out. I'll get the tickle to ass.
Has anybody ever approached y'all, like a woman, about having a threesome with y'all?
Yeah, you know, females always be in a DM talking about threesome and shit.
Mm-hmm. Your DMs or her DMs?
Both our shit. I be seeing on the comments, DM. You know, that should be LA.
How y'all
shit.
Feel about that?
I don't look at it like, I don't get no fuck about it. Cause I ain't finna ask her to no threesome with her. And she uncomfortable with it. Right. And I don't really care for no threesome with no other females in my bitch. Like,
you ever had a threesome before, fuck? Though? You have?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it or you prefer
how do you feel about
they
that?
They was decent. They was decent. It was decent. It ain't nothing I gotta have, though. It ain't nothing like, it's cool.
There we go. That's cool.
That's good.
Like, cause you gotta take turns.
Good answer.
Too much work.
I did it. It's cool.
And then she's squirting on her, but not on you.
Like, the towel really, there. I ain't really just saying.
Towel on the floor.
It was cool. It's just something to really brag about with niggas. Like, something to talk about.
I agree.
You get locked up. And, you know, this is what really niggas do. Niggas do a lot of shit just because they get locked up so they can go in jail and talk about the shit.
Damn.
We need memories. Yeah. What if we get locked up forever?
Right.
Gonna need
God
the memories.
Forbid. Some things to think about. Yeah,
but that's just how we live and shit. So at least I got something to talk about for us.
How much did you write while you were in jail?
Like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't write. I wasn't, which my first beat, I wasn't no rapper. So I was just writing letters, just saying, talking motherfucker ears off and shit, writing letters to hoes and shit, and doing shit like that. But this time when I got locked up with me and Dirk, I wrote a whole tape, like two tapes in that bitch, and plus some more songs that I'm still recording and shit.
How long were you locked up?
My first time was 3.5 years,
from
like 19 till I was 23. Mm-hmm. Now that's my third time. My first time was when I was 16, for like 14 months. Then I got out and then got back booked when I was 18 for 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then got out when I was 19 and got booked for 3.5 years.
So that was the longest time.
And that's three and it. And a half was no long. More.
Now I got locked up again with
he
Dirk.
He was just recently locked
up. That's right. You're on house
now. Yeah, we found it out. Shit, I got
stay
money
out
now.
Of jail.
Yeah,
he said, I got money now.
Yeah, he's
like, how was the visits like? Did you ever try to fuck on a visit?
I got in Stateville, it's contact visits. Like, they got to sit in that chest. I got beat off in jail before.
Mm-hmm.
And she put her mouth on my day, one of these little holes and shit. But the county jail where I'm from, they got the glass divider. So I had bitches play with their pussy and I beat off. Why probably you nut on a glass or something.
Oh my God.
Gross.
Oh my
Somebody
God.
Somebody clean it up.
What else can you do?
Well, I feel so green because I never heard of somebody doing that.
Wow.
I feel green as fuck.
I'll be on the phone sex, put
phone
a sheet
sex,
on.
Phone sex, yeah. Phone sex for sure.
It'd be three phones right here. Everybody on the phone, you just got to put a sheet on yourself.
Niggas know what you're doing. They like, all right, leave that nigga alone.
Motherfucker, let me get next.
You like, not right now.
Yeah. Wow. If it ain't your main bitch, pass him the phone.
Nah,
that's crazy. Thinking that phone, she say she's saying your name. You, ooh, yeah. Come here, focus. Oh.
Is that considered a train?
Yeah, but we act like
it's
me.
Phone train.
What about
CEOs?
Did you fuck with any CEOs?
I had commissary hoes fuck with me and shit. They bring the food around. Like, and I got somebody in trouble. She kissed me one time in front of all the people and they was watching the camera.
What?
But I ain't never get the, like, freak none of them. They was fucking with me, though. Like, give me extra food and shit. Mm-hmm. Or they, you know.
She must have really liked you to kiss you and fuck
me. Yeah, kissed me. She was feeling herself that day. She usually be slick about it. She did that
shit. She was trying to show up.
Ooh, you tweaking. They done fired.
About to call these are C-Hoes. That's their new name. C-Hoes.
Yeah, all right. And the last thing we're going to do with you before you leave is a guy translation, right? So you're going to tell us what this means from a guy's point of view when y'all do these things.
All right. Come on.
When we're together, he's amazing and he's great. But when we aren't together, he doesn't barely text me or call me.
Damn, all right, what the fuck? It depends. Like, what's his occupation? What do he do?
This woman.
He's a basketball player.
He works for Derek TV.
No, he's not a basketball player.
I'm just giving him an occupation.
It depends on what he's doing.
He's
like, what you doing?
Like,
what
no, he's a rapper. Rapper.
He's a regular guy.
He's a construction worker.
He works for Derek TV.
He's a cable guy. Like, if he really working, he working hard, shit. If he not working, if he don't got no job, he got two lives.
There's no reason you can't text somebody, though.
Yeah, you can text him up, but it depends on, like, what's his job? That's what I'm saying. Like, he can't use his hands. How you gonna text? Oh, no.
He go to the bathroom.
I like for my man to FaceTime me and text me and call me all day long.
Yeah, I try to answer every time I'm fuck call. I answer, like, I can't talk right now, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know?
Right.
But he's on construction. I don't know how they can't have their phone.
But then they go to the bathroom. You can have your phone on you, you know?
Say it's for some days. Like, say that they're together.
Nah, I ain't going no days.
Not for days.
And what he acts like he likes her when they're together, but then when they're apart, he doesn't text
her. Yeah, they barely communicate.
So this is girlfriend, though, or this is just somebody?
Somebody,
they're
dating.
Right.
They're just
starting.
Yeah,
he got some shit going on.
He ain't got to
text you back. He ain't your man. Y'all just dating.
Okay, that's true.
But how do you build to being together if you don't even make those steps?
You have to kind of train a guy to text you.
Yeah, you really got to.
If I don't hear from you for days, I forgot about
you. You don't hear from me for years.
I don't, exactly. You ain't never going to hear from me ever in your life.
All right, here's the next one. After sex, he puts his clothes back on right away and he turns his back to me. He said he can't sleep with anybody touching him.
OMG.
Puts his clothes on.
So then go home. Don't even sleep here.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Bye.
All right, bye.
that's the booty call.
See ya.
That's that booty call. That's that. You okay with fucking them and you're going to hit them when it's that time again, shit.
If somebody sleeps with their clothes on next to you in the bed, I feel like that's
weird. Nah, he ain't going to sleep. Right? Ain't no sleeping with the clothes. You just got to go. Like, that's his sign that he's too scared to tell you to get the fuck out. But what you finna do?
I don't mind.
Yeah, what you finna do is the line.
Yo, damn. He look at the phone. Damn, man.
Your Uber's here.
Right.
You got 2 minutes for Uber.
They know what you got to do today.
What you about to do?
To say the best, I'm going to get up with just play him. If you play a nigga like that, though, he going to be wondering, like, what the fuck you got on? Going on? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if a nigga come that way, act like you cool. And then if your pussy good or whatever, he going to try to kick it one day. And you just got to give him that, you finna do? Now he's going to probably be stalking you or some shit.
The games. Okay, last one.
That was good advice.
He says he can't spend the night at my house because he has to take his kids to school early in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
He's a family man.
You gotta take your fucking girl.
You have to be at home by, you got a curfew, nigga. And if you ain't home by the
you
time.
You get what I'm saying? You gotta take her to work. Hit. He said he gotta take his girl to work and drop the kids off.
Which means he need to be home at night.
Exactly.
See, nowadays, it's like, them for people that really ain't got a lot of money. Like, if a guy that got a lot of money, he can have, it seems like you can have your share amount of women now if you got a certain amount of money. You
don't be saying that way.
I ain't know that because I just got to get some money. So I ain't know.
Like,
you can really have her, and her. And they okay with
it.
You got all this money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, with that situation, like, shit.
I don't know.
Like, that's only for that ain't Oh no.
Not me.
This shit crazy. I be still confused about that shit. Like, but I ain't finna tell nobody like, damn.
He cheating.
It is what it is. Yeah. But damn, that shit crazy.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for coming through on your own. Congratulations on the partnership with Empire also.
Yeah, my niggas.
Break that down for us just so we know.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, I fuck with them. They cool. They all
right. They cool, they right? What is it? What's the background?
Not of my boys.
Yeah. I know Gazi, that's my guy right there.
Yeah, they be giving out money and shit.
All right, so you have an imprint? Or what's going on? Or is it just you?
Huh?
It's just your album, or do you have other artists you're going to put out too?
It's just me right now. Like, I just started, you know. I just, last time I was there, I ain't had nothing. You see what I'm saying? So, like, Dirk put me on, and now I'm just getting to the point where I can start putting other motherfuckers on. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, OTL crazy.
Okay.
So shit, he going up.
Now, people coming to you a lot more now because they like, oh, he got money now. So
yeah, everybody, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I don't even read my DMs. I let him read my shit now. Mm-hmm. My home, look, that's what he's doing right now. Probably look out.
Yeah. He like, yo, talk hilarious to my friend.
He type me the DM.
He inspired by his story.
I just let him know, baby. He the type get a DM. I said he seen it. He the type in a DM, like, I told him you looked good. He just ain't going. Like, I told him you was a good cat. Like, just tell him again one more time. I'll be real dog.
All right. Well, congrats on everything. We like to see the progress. Next time you come back, you're going to have your whole own label and your whole own artist sign under you and everything.
Yeah, I should. For
and
sure.
You and Asian going to be married and all that.
I hope she get the acting right. Act right. Bro.
You act right, though?
Yeah. Mm. I wouldn't even be playing with nobody if I ain't.
Okay,
we'll see.
Female gotta act right. I'm the one proposing. You gotta act right. You see what I'm saying?
You gotta
I'm the one that's gonna make the mistake.
When you propose?
Yeah, don't you?
You know, it's like some new shit going
on.
Ain't
gonna have fast.
Niggas is doing flash dances and just the ring just pop out. I don't know.
I don't do no dance.
Not so you. No like, dancing. They get somebody to come
I don't
do
want
to
regret getting on that one knee. Gotta act right. Please act right. I'm gonna be hurt.
Well, King Von, thank you so much. We better not see you in the shade room doing no bullshit.
Right.
Nah, I'm chilling.
All right.
We appreciate you.